Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Mm. Can you not eat? What are you doing? Fucking hell.
No, that's... I actually like that. Yeah, and you call him out on it in the episode.
All right. Well, now it's not natural.
It has
that's what I was thinking.
Now
get it's to not call natural. Me out.
That's not like natural. It. Anyway, okay. I'm going to clap and then do the intro again.
There's a rat called Rattus. He's the leader of the bunch. A cat called Modigliana. She's fluffy, but she's tough. Darren, he's a dopey dog. Mix, he's a mother that mixed up bunny.
Of the Ferals podcast. I'm your host Monkey Boy, and I'm joined by
Swinny
and Mike Balzac.
We're up to the fifth episode, Wags to Riches. This episode, the premise of it is that they're trying to save the wombats, and this TV commercial comes on at the start of the episode describing about, oh, you got to save the wombats. And the Ferals didn't look interested in this at all until there was a prize at the end, which was a cruise. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, yes, like, hello, this sounds awesome.
Well, you forgot to mention that it's the talent show host from the first episode.
Well,
it's the wombat.
Yes, and this is the...
Kind of, we think.
This is like, I'll kind of come back to this at the end of the episode, but I was exactly with you. I was like, oh, isn't this a wombat? And then there was something at the end of the episode that I didn't really understand, and I had to, like, go back again. But we'll get there. So, yes, it is the creepy, weird wombat that was from the first episode. It's got another sort of thing going on, let's just say.
I'm starting to think it's a scam.
Well, no. Let's talk about that later, because that's what I want to bring up. So... Okay.
By the way, did you notice that every single episode they get enticed by some sort of a contest where you can win something?
Yeah, it's all...
That's definitely a thing.
It's get rich quick. That's what it's all about. That's the whole show's teaching kids. Get rich quick, you know? Don't.
that's another valuable lesson
and
we learned.
The amazing thing is every time that something like this happens, it's never about them doing hard work. So you can get this big prize and it's like, how do we cheat our way to quick success? It's never like...
Do you reckon that's why there's so many people on Centrelink in Australia?
So, like, yeah, we see the Ferals spark up and they seem to be keen and interested about this cruise, and then it flashes to Robbie and Leonard and they're trying to come up with their idea, and it's a return of the guitar. I was very excited about
this.
I'm telling you, like I said, if she can play the guitar will come back. So I reckon she's playing it. I reckon you're wrong, Swinny.
You did. You predicted the future.
And, you know, so, like, this actress who plays Robbie, her name's, like, I'm not 100% sure how to say it. Kylie Hogarth. I did some digging because, we've got to start contacting these people and try to get them on the show. So I did some digging on...
Try to get her to play guitar.
Well, I want to ask her the question. Did she play guitar?
I'm really hoping all three of them are the three viewers and listeners that we actually have.
Exactly.
I mean, I know it's a coincidence and a stretch, but I'm just hoping it's them.
And in my brief digging, she seems very private, and she didn't really go on to, like, do any big movies or anything like that. She seems to be an animal keeper at the LA Zoo in the States.
I read that she was on a radio show in the States. Did you see that as well?
Oh, okay. Well, it had, like, she has, like, her LinkedIn profile all filled out and everything. And yeah, it said that she was still there for acting jobs and stuff like that. She didn't have the ferals in her LinkedIn profile. I was disappointed about that.
Oh, that's a disappointment. Yeah. No.
I would totally put that on my LinkedIn profile if I had one.
Yeah, I think it was on IMDb or Wikipedia when I was actually looking up for last week. And it said that she was on a radio station in the US. So I thought that was quite interesting.
Okay,
so.
Okay, that's interesting. I mean, how hard is it? Like when you got people like, what's his name? Aaron Sanderlands? No, that's not right. That's the AFL player. Kyle Sanderlands.
Aaron Sanderlands. I've never even heard of Aaron Sanderlands.
What? Are you serious?
I'm sure that I'd probably get cursed at. Well, you know me. True. I'm not a sport person, but Kyle Sanderlands.
I know, Kyle Sanderlands. The bad Sanderlands. No, Aaron Sanderlands, a ruckman for Frio. The tallest.
The Banderland. the Banderlands.
It's a spinnerism. So, yeah.
We should probably explain to international listeners what Frio is.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Frio.
And that sport where you kick that oval
ball.
Well,
this is a dangerous, dangerous thing to go down because I first got to explain Frio. That's Fremantle Dockers, a team in the AFL. The AFL, that's a sport of Australian football that we play here only in Australia, really. And then, yeah, that's just a crazy game. But Americans do love it if you show them. Anyone loves it. It's the greatest game in the world. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, we love heaps of American stuff. Americans make awesome
food.
That's
true. They do.
They've got the better sports.
No, they don't. No,
in my
they
opinion.
Don't. I do love the NFL and NBA, but...
Bring it on. They totally do.
And then, yeah, it flashes back to the Ferrells, and they're trying to come up with their crazy schemes. And then we see that they catch. Do you catch fleas? I don't know. You get fleas? I don't know.
Yeah, well, you
catch them.
You get them, yeah. I'm hoping you guys had the same same reaction to a certain part in this scene.
What did you react to? Because I was going to say about how they're all naked, and I'm like, this is so weird. But like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, when they were scratching each other.
Like, what were you saying, Swinny?
Okay. When they're dressed up. So Modigliana and Mixie dressed up in some, I don't know, like Girl Scout outfit or something. And they're like, oh, this outfit's itchy, and then it zooms in on Raddus and. The way that he was, it looked really, really dodgy. Now, I've actually put a link in the chat, if you guys click on that.
Yeah. And I'll save this for the show notes.
So, yeah. Now, this has actually got sound, okay. So I'm just warning you. And it looks like the most inappropriate action. Raddus is the king of doing inappropriate things after the end of last episode.
Okay, that's a
keeper. I'm surprised that you guys didn't come to the same conclusion. Maybe I'm just a sick bastard thinking puppets are doing wrong things.
Yeah, no,
what the hell?
I didn't read into that. You're like on another level here.
Very subtle. Wow.
Very subtle? I didn't find that subtle whatsoever.
No, I just thought it was funny when he was saying how his costume's itchy as well and he's not wearing one, but no, I don't obviously have a very clean mind.
Yeah.
But the scene that comes up, because they're all got fleas and they're all itchy, they all get naked. I'm like...
By the way, sorry. Have you guys ever had fleas?
No, never. I don't come from Romania, so... Go on.
I can't refute that.
Yeah, it's true.
I grew up with a lot of dogs. We had dogs
Hey, don't talk
all
about your
the time.
Like that.
We had You keep that bitch out of this. We had dogs, we had cows, we had cats, we had everything. So it was inevitable you used to get fleas. And they were an absolute pain to get rid of, I'll tell you that.
I don't think it's inevitable.
I haven't had ticks
once. You got flea treatment for the dog, right? Just like, it's inevitable.
Hang on, I got to pause. Raddus is still going, in the background.
Yeah, you got to check the show notes. You got to see this link. Well, on the website. I'll have it on the website.
All right,
as well.
There you go. Pause that.
By the way, in that scene, before we go into the fact that the girls are naked, because it happens later in the episode as well, and I noticed it later on, but not in the earlier one. Did you guys notice that they had a whole lot of signs saying "Save the Wombat" in the feral?
Yeah, field? Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah.
Now, did you notice that the one on the right of the screen in this scene was cut off? So it actually read, save the womb.
Oh, what? Wow.
It was, like, you totally could obviously tell it was saying save the wombat, but I just thought that was a really, really odd positioning of the camera.
Do you think that's
there.
A pro-lifer, like, in the staff, or maybe you should...
Possibly.
I know I'm jumping the gun, but maybe this is in the credits. But this is, you know, I've heard that your segment, the credits segment, later in this episode is going to be brilliant. You must have tweaked something or found something. But
hey, how do you know there's a credits segment?
Because you're the credits man, and you told me it's going to be an awesome segment. So I'm looking forward to it.
I don't remember that.
So save the movie. Yeah, I'm really disappointed in myself because I was trying to look for something funny about the signs because I was sure. That the people who are making the show are just going to throw in a joke there. I didn't notice anything. So
they were all spelt. They're all spelt correctly. I was so disappointed.
Where's the backwards letters or something like that? Come on, guys. What's going on? But yeah, I was really freaked out about them being naked. Like, I don't know. The fact that they were all naked.
That's because you're
a
prude.
No, but it's like, it's weird. It's like, you know how like some shows, they don't like Winnie the Pooh doesn't have pants. It's like, that's normal. Like people go, oh, it's funny he doesn't have pants. But that's like how it is. But when they take their clothes off, it's like, whoa, wait a second. Like, they had clothes, now this is not normal, you know?
Yeah.
Same as society. If everyone just walked around naked tomorrow, it would just be acceptable.
That's true.
As I said later in the episode when, you know, certain things happens and they're all looking at each other and they're all haven't got clothes on as well, I was like, that's really odd for some reason. And
is that the part where they're touching each other? I mean, scratching each other.
Well, that's...
No, that's in this part.
Yeah, that's
part,
in this
actually.
Part. So, and it's also, like... I think it was pretty clever. I don't know if you guys picked it up or it was, like, super obvious. Duh. But when they were scratching each other, it was, like, imitating, like, a conga line. And it actually had the conga line music in the background. And on a cruise, that's, like, the number one thing that they get you to do. Like, if you're ever, like, drinking and stuff. So, I thought it was a bit like,
you know, it's a nice touch.
A secondary level thing going on there.
But don't they stuff it up? They end up stuffing it up. And then they're both
point to
the middle.
That's true. I've put in the chat another example of a conga line. I'll put it in the show notes. Just if people don't know what I'm talking about, what a conga line is.
Is it the human centipede? No. Okay, just checking. I just wasn't sure if I should click on it or not.
The human centipede, the most horrific conga line ever.
Conga line's gone wrong. That would be funny if someone like took scenes from that movie and put the conga line music.
That reminds me of the South Park episode when they've got the iPhones and the iPads doing the human centipede.
Yeah, the little background there. Like Apple and iPhone stuff, and you guys don't. You're the amount of people who are listening to this podcast are about the same amount of people that have Windows phones. So you're in the very much the minority there.
Hey, I'm not going to disagree with that.
Hey, I'm unbiased. I have everything.
Yeah, he loves all.
I do. I've got a Windows phone. I've got an Android phone. I've got an iPhone. I use them all.
He's open.
You have
to
everything,
everybody.
Mike. I told you should be wearing a condom.
Yep.
Jeez.
I know.
Well, he did.
But hey,
get
it's
fleas.
A perfect balance now, so it's fine.
That's right. It's the right balance.
I'm like Mr. Burns. I'm the Mr. Burns of sexually transmitted diseases.
The right balance of bacteria and virus, just to balance it all out.
That's right. Because it's like world politics. They're also busy fighting each other. They don't bother fighting me. It's brilliant.
So I think you would be pretty happy about this, Swinny, that it's sort of like the return. Because I don't remember them being this last episode of Keith and Kylie.
Yes.
No, they weren't in it.
It is. Yeah, yeah.
Jeez, did you watch this episode?
The last one.
I don't think they were in the last one, were they?
No, they were in this one. No, I'm saying they weren't in the last one. I don't remember them being the last one. So, yeah, I'm glad they came back in this one.
That's when you...
Yeah, I was like, yeah, Keith, yeah, bro,
He's like growing on me massively.
Now, before we got to Keith and Kylie, did you like the fact that Darren was helping Joe with his plan to... make money.
Oh, the Wags to Riches. Yes, the
Wags to Riches. I thought that was a brilliant idea.
By doing dog walking, and I'm thinking, that's so meta.
Yeah, I know.
That's so,
it is.
Like,
a dog walking dogs.
Yo, dog. I heard you like dog walking, so the walking dog, walk your dogs while you can walk. Yeah, you get my point.
And actually, that's like a massive... part of the plot that I've sort of overlooked in the fact that he's walking these greyhounds And it's not actually that the greyhounds give him fleas. He gives the greyhounds fleas from memory. I think that's how it worked.
Mm. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's actually... He's the worst dog walker.
But that's an... It's an important plot line because the fleas play a very critical part in this
episode.
Yeah,
the fleas are, like, the whole genesis of the episode, aren't they? Like, they're more important than the whole strand of, you know, saving the wombats, trying to raise money. It's actually all about the fleas this episode. But yeah, yeah. So, like, with Keith and Kylie, their idea to make money was to have a environmentally friendly products store. And I found it funny that Kylie, and you're spot on here, Swinny, that she's like the new age character. And I loved how she described the nuts that they have created. Biodynamic gum nut clusters. I'm like, this is, you could sell this right now. I mean, I think I've seen it. I've sent you an
image. I had some today. I actually had some today. I had some almond clusters today with like PR seeds or whatever they call
chia?
Them.
Chia?
And
seeds,
some other stuff
right?
in it.
Chia seeds.
No, like those the pumpkin seeds. Papaya? Oh.
Man.
What are the hipsters call it?
Oh, really? This is like seeds I've never even heard of.
Yeah. I mean, it's
since
pumpkin
when did
seeds.
We start eating seeds?
It was really
since
nice.
Since when did we start eating seeds, man? Like,
I've always
we
eaten
evolved
seeds.
From birds. We I are think, going backwards.
To be honest, Luke. Sorry.
Yeah, I hope I can fly soon. That'll be awesome.
I think they've been eating seeds, I don't know, since the first people were on Earth.
No.
Well, yeah, well before pretty much most things.
We don't eat seeds anymore. When do we eat seeds?
I always eat seeds. I've
I
eaten seeds
people
since
have
I was a kid.
Eaten seeds in all cultures throughout the world for
if
all
we
of
eat
history.
Seeds, that's how people get inflamed appendix and stuff like that.
I didn't know that. I'm going to stop eating seeds.
I'm sure it is.
You By
eat
the way,
seeds. Who
in
eats
this
seeds?
Scene,
what the hell?
I eat seeds. I eat seeds all the time. I used to eat sunflower seeds instead of popcorn when watching movies.
You eat a bag of seeds like a bird.
I ate so much that I became allergic to them. You can ask my ex.
Yeah, because I talked to your ex all
I
the time.
I also became
That's
allergic
right.
to
I'll
her.
Talk to her, right.
No, I'm just saying.
What's his number again?
By the way, in...
She can vouch for this. She can also vouch for
okay,
what an asshole
okay,
I am.
Okay.
Just saying.
In this scene, you know how I keep seeing what they've done with signs?
Yeah.
Now, this is different. The poor quality of this completely legitimate
viewing. I was the same as you. Yeah, go on.
I also had the screen quite small because I was taking notes. Now, when this scene first came on, I had to do a triple take on one of the signs. It was the one that said fresh gum leaf juice, but I swear it looked like it was a C instead of a G. Now, I'm not going to repeat what I thought it was saying at first. Now, obviously, I knew it wasn't, but I'm like, look, the quality's so bad. Why am I reading this? Why am I reading this? After Raddus scratching, after the save the womb, why
yeah,
am I reading fresh
I wouldn't put it past
gum
the rice,
leaf sign that way?
Yeah, I was like, I was in the same camp as you. I was so disappointed with the quality of this this legally bought, source that I couldn't read all the signs. Like, some of it was so blurry. I was trying to make it out, and then I was like, oh, this is getting annoying. But that's funny. I can totally see that happening. Did you like the bit where Keith suggested to Darren, because Darren came along and he's like saying about how he's going to make money, and then Keith suggested that he should sell his fleas. That's how you can make some money. And then Darren walks off. Oh, thanks, man. And Keith's laughter in that scene, it killed me, man. It was just like manic, like some madman. I loved it.
Oh, I love
Keith. He's an awesome
so
character.
Much.
He's actually growing on me really quickly. So, yeah, then basically Raddus and Joe, they sort of come scheme this idea that Raddus will look after a baby for Joe because Joe can't sort of, like, look after this baby. This baby looks horrific.
Oh, God. It's worse than Total Recall.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Remember
the baby thing
from
Total
you know
Recall?
What? This is just interesting. Total Recall, that was 1994, wasn't it?
Around that time, yeah. Do you reckon it was like a tribute
or was
to
it?
Was it
the same designer or actually it was 1990. Yeah. The point is it was a really ugly baby.
Yeah, I have in my notes kill it with fire. It reminded me of one of the. Did you guys ever see the Garbage Pail Kids?
Yeah. Scary, man.
Yeah, they made a movie, like a live action puppet movie of the Garbage Pail Kids, and oh, that was just thinking back then as a kid. That was pretty bad. That was pretty full on, and yeah. Oh God.
And speaking of signs, did you guys see Joe's T-shirt? Jovial Juveniles?
Yeah.
Joe's Jovial Juveniles.
It was so hard to read because of the quality of the video.
Yeah.
But that was awesome. And later on the episode, he answers the phone in a certain way as well. I love that bit.
Like, that's an awesome name. That's actually the funniest name they've come up with in this show.
Digital Volume Enhancer.
Oh, well, yeah, it's true. And you know, I don't want to jump ahead, but Lenny does invent something, so it may be called something digital. Yes. You know, we'll wait until we get there.
Maybe.
But yeah, this baby is just...
Find out on this episode.
It's just disgusting. And I love Raddus's line. It was so awesome. He, like, jumps into the frame, looks at the baby, and he goes, "Ugly kid, relative of yours?" just like one liner, just throws it out there for no reason.
And when he goes, "Rats, babies, what's the difference?"
Yeah.
Does it eat cheese?
I'm just like, I agree.
And then they go, "Yeah, they eat cheese, don't they?"
That's how I, you know, mother all children that I don't have, so.
But I love the next part where he goes and he teaches us a valuable lesson about outsourcing.
Oh, yes.
Because he takes the baby and leaves it with Lenny. Yes.
That's right.
And I thought, during the 90s, right? Well, I guess it's really... So it started off in the late 90s, didn't it? The whole offshoring outsourcing thing?
Late 90s. So this is... You know, this...
So maybe this preempted the whole era.
This forecasts a lot of things, I believe. You know, look at the biodynamic gumnut clusters. Do not tell me I cannot go to Newtown or Brunswick, two very hipster suburbs, equivalent of like a San Francisco.
Exactly.
In America. If I create biodynamic gumnut clusters and sell them, people go, "Oh, wow, this is awesome." You know, it's a forecasting show.
And tell me the CEOs of all these multinational corporations didn't go, "Hey, don't you guys remember that episode of The Ferrells where they successfully outsourced that stuff? Why don't we do the same thing?" And then bam, the entire industry changed.
Wait, gumnut clusters. Are gumnuts even edible by humans?
No, not at all. Not at all.
That's still so.
I've sent the link to you guys, and it'll be in the show notes and the website. But when I was...
The Total Recall.
No. This was of the biodynamic gumnut clusters. I just did a product markup really quickly. But I actually searched for gumnuts, and I'm like...
Sorry, I just looked at your picture from the Total Recall, baby. That's so perfect.
But yeah, like this biodynamic gumnut... Oh, I just added the artisanal, because I think, if you were to sell it into the market today, you'd have to put artisanal. But I did search for gumnuts, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, you can't eat these." Like, I know that you eat seeds, Mike, but I want to see you eat some gum nuts.
I snorted wasabi before, right? I ended up in hospital, but I snorted wasabi before.
Did you end
up
in hospital from that?
Wait.
Okay. No.
That URL of the Total Close Recall call, baby. What is going on with that URL, Monkey Boy?
Oh, yeah, I just saw it.
What URL?
It's something blow something fun blog.
What
site are you hosting these images?
That's not me. I just found that. I googled that. All the other ones I put up on Imgur. No, that one.
Oh, I'd love to see what that actual site is. It's obviously just a hosting site, but that's very interesting URL.
I'll put this in the show notes just because it's quite funny. it's almost like, does this stand for anything with the rest of it? Anyway.
I just love the fun blog part after the first word. It's awesome.
But it reminds me of Arrested Development. You know the character Bob Loblaw? And then he has his Boblaw.
And his law blog.
Bob Loblaw's law blog.
So good.
It's really hard to say that.
Wait. I have in my notes law blog. Later on in the episode, Bob Loblaw lobs law blog.
Really?
In my notes.
This is like totally unrelated. Wow, that's crazy. Are you sure? Copy and paste it into the chat right now. I want to see it. Because there's no way you could type it that quick.
Okay.
Or maybe you could type it this quick now. But I can't hear the keyboard, so...
Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. That's what I had as a note.
That is crazy. Oh, yeah, I get it. We'll talk about this. Yeah, that's true. So there was one last thing I wanted to talk about with Raddus dumping the baby with Lenny. So, and it was funny, actually, how Raddus progressed, where he was like, oh, you know, it's just 1 or 3 hours. Oh, maybe the afternoon. Oh, maybe later tonight. Oh, I might come back tomorrow. See ya. But when Lenny is like, oh, what the hell's going on? There's like a flea on me. And he kills it. And then he looks at the baby and he's like, oh my God, the baby's got fleas. How he pushed away the pram was so disturbing, man. It was the most disturbing thing I've seen in the show so far.
Full on. What's that Peter Jackson movie with the killer baby and the pram?
Brain Dead or Dead
isn't
Alive?
One of his horror movies? Isn't there like a scene with a zombie baby? I've never seen that movie, and you've been trying to get me to watch it.
I love this movie. Honestly, it's up there with The Room. It's like, but it's not like The Room. Obviously, is bad. It's so bad, it's good. This is not even bad. This is just awesome. Just a splatter fest. It's one of the best movies I've seen. It's up there, actually.
A good little link to Meet the Feebles. Bonus episode.
I'll be promoting.
Don't look it up, Mike.
No. I'm saving that for later. I'm going to go into that with no notion of it. Hey, was it a very common thing in Australia to kind of go, hey, Lenny, take care of my baby. I'm going to go to Centrelink and get my money.
Sunshine?
Is that like a... Well, anywhere, really. Because, I mean, that's kind of what Raddus is doing, isn't it? He just...
Yeah, but Raddus isn't really the Bogan character.
Pumps
Darren's
the baby
the
off. No, but the whole show is about, you know, Australian culture, so I'm assuming that's where this comes from.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know, like...
Palming off your baby to your relatives.
Yeah, but the difference here is that it's not even his baby. And he's like, here, take him.
Yeah, good point.
Like, that's really weird.
That's like a triple palming off.
Triple palming off.
The mother
off,
palms it off to Joe. Joe palms the baby off to Raddus. Raddus palms the baby off to Lenny, and Lenny just kicks the pram.
It's a pass through, man. It's like a financial vehicle.
But then again, it's a really ugly baby, so I guess anyone would probably do the same thing.
Now, in this scene, I also had a note written down. I wanted to predict this, and I'm so disappointed I didn't. I get it right. Mm-hmm. I typed in digital lullaby maker.
I know. How?
Just hoping that I would get it right.
Such missed opportunity.
Yeah, I was so disappointed. I was so disappointed.
In fact, let's just spoil it for everyone. There's digital nothing in the entire thing.
Oh.
That was a wasted opportunity.
Oh, spoiler alert. You might... Hang on. Pause for a sec. I'm going to say spoiler alert, and then you can cut that out and put it before everything else I say.
I'll just keep that as a clip. Spoiler alert.
Or don't.
Spoiler alert.
That's great.
It's like those ventrilo harassment clips where we just keep playing it over and over and over again at the listener.
So, yeah, that's right. Like, Joe comes up with this idea to create a green product, because green products sell really well. Like, the biodynamic gum nut clusters, and then he sees that they've got fleas. I need to get rid of them. Why don't combine the two ideas? Have a green, like environmentally friendly flea wash, and yeah.
Now, sorry, with obviously environmentally friendly stuff sells. Yeah. Now you know how they call it the green dollar. Now, so I look at say the 90s was like the birth of the green dollar. 2000s was birth of the pink dollar.
You reckon the 90s was like the environmental,
which makes thing? Well, I had to.
I think you're doing that because you want to have the green dollar is the 90s and the pink dollar is the 2000s. Let's be honest.
I'm just trying to think what the next dollar is.
I just want to say brown. I don't know what it means. But
yeah, I was thinking brown as well.
Hang on, the pink dollar. I don't understand.
Maybe that's because they're going to come up with a really brilliant renewable energy out of human-generated methane.
Soylent Green.
Yeah, I get that.
Wait, you don't get the pink dollar. I'm assuming... Look, I might be wrong about this, but the pink dollar is like the gay dollar, right? Yeah, okay, good.
Yes.
That means I'm not homophobic. Yes. No.
That's a term.
Yeah, I don't even know if you're right, though. Like the 90s...
Can you guys explain this to me and, like, the other three people that are listening to this? What is a pink dollar?
Okay. The green dollar is the fact that there's money to be made in environmental-related things.
Oh, yes.
The pink dollar is there's money to be related in targeting products at gay target markets because generally speaking, you've got couples that have dual disposable incomes.
Yes.
So
can I just say,
the point is, what's the next dollar? What color is it?
Can I just say there's a term for dual income? It's called DINK. Do you know what it stands for?
Yes, I've heard that before.
No, what?
Go on, what does it stand for?
It's dual income, no kids.
Bang.
Yes.
$200. Ooh, $200, because we know that's like no money.
Monopoly
I'm talking about
money?
1994 money. All right, so in explaining this to Mike, can you list three products, Swinny, just for Mike's sake, that, you know, compose of this pink dollar? Just three.
Ooh, well, one of them is pet insurance.
Yep.
Go on.
And you know all about that.
One.
Ooh. I'm trying to be very careful with my words here because I have no qualms.
Surely you're like, you know... Only two more products. You've already listed one that you...
All right, how about give Mike a chance, but you've got to keep a PG.
He doesn't understand it.
No, I get the concept. I don't know. I don't know.
I have one product that appeals to the gay
community. No, the thing is... Okay.
I know what this era's products would be.
No, the thing is, anything pet-related is good for the pink dollar. It is, because a lot of
fashion?
Gay couples can't have kids. A lot. I'm saying, you know, obviously there's a lot of, you know, I'm not going
to
go into that.
Just,
but generally,
sorry to break it to you. Sorry to break it to you, Swinny. It's kind of biologically impossible.
Right? No, but a lot of people adopt, and a lot of people have kids from past relationships.
That's true.
So anything pet related.
When
so
they
let's
were straight,
broaden it out a bit. I just said pet insurance because it's funnier for me, that's all.
That's true.
I don't know, fish tanks.
you're just reaching for anything in your life that you've been associated
hang on,
with.
Hang on, I actually have a lot of gay friends, so I can ask them what products do you generally buy.
Food, groceries.
But wouldn't you say stuff like TV
shows?
Wait,
like gay people buy different groceries than normal people? That doesn't count.
This is like we're going into some dangerous territory here, right? But
I think
that you could argue the more...
It's probably what my boyfriend would say if I had one.
I think you could argue that the more sort of like, you know, market-based or sort of higher quality organic food, like that segment, like is probably better served, you know? So you probably could argue
They're more health conscious.
Fair enough. Like, it is better. Like, that's one thing I noticed. Like, the fruit and veg at the local grocery stores is terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Yeah, you got to go to a gay vegetable store.
I want all my vegetables pink.
The bananas are bigger.
All right, I've got it.
The zucchinis are
another one.
Huh? What?
Zucchini. All right, I just heard that.
Okay.
Hey, go on. What's the last one?
Mobile dog groomers.
It's all animals to you. Do you think...
But it's all animal related. It's got to be different.
What?
Oh, God.
All right, we should get back to the episode.
Anyway, getting on with it.
Well, I think we've already established that it's a replacement for kids, but it's got to be different.
Anyway, moving right on.
Different topic.
Another thing that we learn in the show is that Joe is short for Joseph. I really like that.
I didn't hear it either.
I didn't hear that part.
That's when he was talking about Joe's jovial juveniles, Joseph speaking.
I only heard Joe speaking.
Or he said something like, Joseph speaking, Joe's jovial juveniles. It's really hard to say.
I heard Joe's...
He definitely said Joe, Joseph.
I heard Joe's jovial juveniles, Joe speaking.
Joseph speaking.
Joe speaking.
I got the clip.
Joe
I got the clip.
Speaking.
I can't play it. It's too sophisticated technology to play
the facts
it.
Online.
Bob Loblaw loves Lob Bomb on his Lob Blog.
And then Bob Shaw for Robert.
Hey, totally somewhat related. I reckon, sorry if we have a listener called Joseph. It's like, it's not the coolest sounding name, but the girl's equivalent, Josephine,
I reckon Joseph's awesome. An awesome name.
It's funny you say that, because...
I don't know, it's like...
Now, John, that's a horrible name. Anyone named okay. John is...
John, Luke,
yeah, no, screw
Michael,
those guys.
Those boring names. Just grab a Bible, pick a name at random.
Boring.
Not that Joseph's a very religious name as well, obviously.
Really?
No, it's funny
you
it's
don't
funny you say.
Say
that.
Sorry, let me just do my Nicolas Cage impression. You can't see it. I'm doing it, though.
You don't say. I don't know why I always think it's in that kind of voice. I was actually thinking the other day, like, oh, you know, you're settling down, going to have kids soon and stuff. And I thought of a boy's name, and I thought Joseph. So you just trashed the name that I thought was pretty good.
Sorry, I'm not going to be the godfather if that's the case.
All right. Getting back to the part in the episode we left off from. Medigliana tries to kill Darren.
Yep.
Or sets off to try to kill Darren.
Exactly. I had this in my notes.
She uses a baseball bat.
She just goes crazy.
So I'm going to talk like
the
godfather.
She doesn't really go crazy
for
the
rest of the
reason
episode.
Other than, hey, there's fleas. And she just snaps.
Yeah, she's like, ah.
Also, it's that time of the month.
I can't kill these fleas, so I'm going to bash Darren in the head. Like,
yeah, actually goes kill all the fleas on Darren, starting on his head.
Like, I'm not even really going to bring it up again, but throughout this whole episode, like, that's her whole mission. Apart from right at the end where it's like, oh, okay, you know, they're all together at the end of the episode. But throughout this whole episode, she's just running
with the
around
same mission
with
to
a
beat
baseball
him up.
Bat, like wanting to whack him in the head. I'm like, this is insane. It's so bad. So, yeah, like the next part that we see is that Mixie is wanting to look after Keith and Kylie's store. Because she'd seen that Robbie looked after her and got $2, and she's like, hey, this is a payday here. Like, why don't I look after the store? But see, this scene shows that Mixie's a pretty good person, or feral.
Yeah, like in the previous episode, we established that she's the only benevolent one that actually does things because she wants to do these things and help people.
I think, like, there's, you know, her... Robbie and Leonard are kind of like the only good people, per se. Maybe Darren.
Other than when Robbie wants to be a complete troll. Other than that, those times.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And later on in this episode when Lenny does something that he shouldn't do.
To the baby? Yeah, I know. I've got some notes on this, actually.
We'll get to that. Patience. Patients
so
out,
is yeah, we get up to. Is it? Have they started making the flea wash thing yet, or is that?
Well, this is where we're up to.
No, we're up to this now.
Couldn't see where we are.
We're not up to it because there's a part where Darren is trying to sell his fleas.
Okay, I didn't really have any notes on that.
And then Robbie goes. I think it was Robbie that goes. Darren, you couldn't give your fleas away. And he goes, I know what you mean. You get attached to them after a while. I thought that was awesome. It actually made me laugh. And it's true, I used to have them as a kid.
Did you
they
try
each
to
had
sell
their
them?
Names.
Were
I never
they
tried
named
to sell them.
Romanian names?
I tried to start a flea circus.
Were they named Romanian
What's that?
Names?
Yeah, of course. There was Vlad.
Mihu.
And Vlad the second.
And Dracula.
And Vlad the third.
What were three of their names?
And Dracula and the Count.
Was Alucard?
God, I don't remember. I obviously made that entire bit up. I didn't give them names, but I did have fleas. I'll openly admit to that.
That soundbite by itself. I didn't give them names, but I did have fleas. That would be perfect.
I'll openly admit to that. All right, moving on. So we get up to the scene where Lenny has created this environmentally friendly green flea wash. And I don't...
Wait.
Go on.
Before they do that... No, you're right. It happens afterwards when they turn.
Yes.
Right.
By the way, I've got the screenshot of that if someone doesn't have it when we get there.
Yeah, I don't. Mm. I don't all think.
Right,
no, I don't.
All right, let's move on.
Okay, so where we're at, getting right back on it, is that Lenny has created this flea wash that Joe wanted. And I don't know about you guys, because I know I always bang on about this, but I was hoping he could work in digital. Just give me a little digital.
I know, I did too. Again, disappointed.
Now,
could have been a digital flea wash.
I don't think it was really named. Like, was it really named?
I think like he said it Joe was called Greeny Flea Wash. Sorry, Flea Free. Flea Free.
Yeah, Flea Free. Flea Free, but that was kind of it, and then that was the end of it.
That's a good name, Flea Free?
Actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like one of those...
What?
No, it's one of those typical... Name. It's
Flea Free, come on.
Talking to... Look who you're talking to, right? Let me just say...
I know I'm talking to the guy who's got a marketing degree. I don't care. All you in marketers are the same.
I have 9 years of pet shop retail experience, okay?
It's true. You're one of the foremost experts.
And that.
And let me say, 9 years, I can tell you that organic, green-friendly flea wash sucks. It's horrible compared to the artificial stuff.
But it sells.
Is that because it doesn't work? It
sells the first... And then they don't buy the second. So, no, I don't think it's business.
So, you're actually saying that there is a market for this still. It just needs to be effective.
Yeah, but it needs to actually do something. It cannot just be a placebo.
That's true.
Well, isn't that kind of the same as most of those products anyway?
Yeah.
Like all the homeopathy stuff?
Hey. 2 out of 3 of our potential listeners could be into that stuff, so we don't want to alienate them, okay?
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. We don't want to alienate those hippies.
That's true. And so in this scene...
I'm sorry. I apologize. Go back to hugging trees.
All right. Let's give it a try.
In this scene, this is where we have them entertaining the idea, okay, we've got this invention, but we've got to test it. So, you know, they need to test it on someone, and then they both turn to the baby. And they're like, oh, okay, maybe we should test this out on the baby. This is so messed up, man.
It was... And they referenced that it was messed up as well, which I liked. Because they didn't just say, oh, we're going to test on the baby. They're just like, we can't, can we? Could we? We could?
Could we?
We clearly don't know what exactly they said, but it's something along those lines.
No, they said, could we?
Yeah, we can't, can we? Could we? Like, and actually, I've edited this clip, and I had to take out, you know, like 5 or 7 seconds worth of, like, silence. It was of the baby crying. Because the baby was just crying for, like, a solid 10 seconds in this scene. I'm like, when I was watching it, it wasn't, like, that boring, but when I heard it back, I was like, geez, this is, like, insane. I want to get back to this, because there's, like, something that happens a little bit later, and then there's a scene in between. So the scene in between is when Raddus goes up to Mixie, who's minding the store. And now Raddus is pretending to be a kangaroo and being Kylie's sister.
Yes.
Now, I'm sure you've picked up on this.
Yes.
Sweeney,
it was so good.
I'm not sure if you picked up on it, Mike, the joke in this scene, that Raddus comes up to Mixie and says, "Hi, I'm Kylie's sister, Danny." Did you get the joke there, Mike?
I got the joke with Kylie's name, no guess.
See, now, we just assume you don't get any Australian-based joke, even though you've lived here for like...
No, us immigrants get a couple of things here and there.
You've lived here for like, what, nearly 2 decades?
Besides Centrelink payments.
How long have you lived in Australia? Like over 2 decades? Yeah, and we assume you still don't get a Kylie Danny Minogue joke.
Well, that's me. I'm putting myself on the record there. But I will include, and I've sent it to you guys in the group chat, I'll put some photos of Kylie Minogue and Danny Minogue. So these are two Australian, I think some people may know Kylie Minogue.
Most,
like definitely in the UK.
Most people in the UK, in America will have heard of Kylie Minogue, at least.
Oh, I don't know.
No, a lot of people, maybe not young, like teenagers might not. But I doubt they would know Danny Minogue.
Yeah, her music's pretty international.
Yeah, no one knows Danny Minogue. I actually...
No, in the UK, she's fairly... I thought she had quite a few hits.
No, definitely both of them are known in the UK. Kylie Minogue might be known, like, most places. I'm not sure if she's that well-known in America. She had, like, one hit there.
No, she's known in America as being an international star that never made in America. So I think a lot of people know of her.
Yeah, but Americans don't, like, in reality, when you go over there and meet them, they don't know.
Wait, I was about to say, careful what you're saying, because there's a lot... high chance that we're going to have some American listeners to listen to this eventually.
Well, I want them. contact us. Contact us on whatever channels we set up. Just contact us through the website.
And tell us, please, what the answer to that
and
joke
if
is.
You know,
please, it's and if killing
you know
us.
Minogue, and bonus points if you know Danny Minogue. I will not believe you if you know Danny Minogue.
And triple bonus points if you have pics of naked.
Well, you know. Have a look at the group chat photos. So I actually went back in time.
Oh,
I went back in time.
Thank you.
And I was like, I want to find
minute.
Photos of these two women in that era. So Kylie Minogue, I was like, oh, 94. What? She was in the Street Fighter movie. Do you guys remember the Street Fighter movie?
Of course. Unfortunately,
she was.
Yes.
She was
of
Cammy.
Which this is
she
the
was
photo
Cammy.
Of. Yes.
That is a shocking movie. Yep. I hate that movie with a passion.
It is a shocking movie that is so fun to watch.
Well, I was going to watch it again.
Oh, my God. No, Danny Minogue.
So,
wow.
It's so fun to watch because of Raul Julia. For me, it was Tuesday. He is so camp and over the top that he just makes that movie work so much. And the part in the movie where they're watching a truck, I think it's Zangief, another character, coming towards them. And they're watching it on a TV monitor, and they're like, "Quick, change the channel!"
Idiot, Mike.
Anyway,
you hear what Mike just like imitated.
Sorry,
you're
I'm
an
back.
Idiot.
Okay.
So,
we're never going to finish this episode.
Moving to the money shot for Mike. So Danny Minogue, I had a dig around, and this is actually the only thing I really remember for. Like, I think she's in some TV shows or reality shows or something like that.
She's actually made a massive name for herself in regards to judging talent shows. So,
oh, God.
Yeah.
But she's got no talent.
She
can she judge? Anyway.
No.
Have you seen this photo?
She was not too bad, but she just unfortunately was the sister of a much more talented performer.
Yeah,
like, and that's not right on her.
She's hard.
No, it's, I think
that's
that just if in a world where there was no Kylie Minogue and Danny Minogue was able to get into the industry, I think that she would have actually had a much bigger impact. It's just that she was always compared
probably,
to Kylie Minogue.
No, because
so.
She had a good voice and everything as well.
I disagree. I think she wouldn't be known if it wasn't for Kylie Minogue.
Oh, as I said, but and she managed know. And she managed to find a way into the industry. I'm saying like if she was already like had got a record deal and everything, I think that she would have had much of more of an impact, but it hampered
her. Oh, I agree with
it
that. I agree with that if she, you know, kind of got out there, but I just don't think she would have ever broke through.
It didn't
like,
help that. It didn't help that she, like, went and posted Playboy and stuff like that. So a lot of credibility got shot.
Beautiful. Well, actually, that probably would have been detrimental to her actual singing career. I think if she, to Swinney's point, if she was just by herself and she tried to break into the music industry, I think she could have made it.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Much bigger than she is now. Minus if she didn't do all
well,
those
Well, moving, that was a perfect segue. The image that I have.
By the way, I assume being someone who has pets and having worked at a pet shop, John, that you didn't look at that photo.
What? I haven't clicked it, I haven't clicked it open yet because I thought it was for people that didn't know what they looked like.
Well, that's just said something you wouldn't be interested in.
All right, I'm opening it up.
So weird. I'll label this as like...
Do I need to spell it out? He's gay. Come on.
I didn't get that.
I've seen that picture before. There's nothing.
So I'll label this as slightly not safe for work.
Didn't do anything for you,
slightly not safe for work. I don't know. It's the cover, so it's...
It's a cover,
yeah. That would be on the...
It's not safe
really?
For work. It's still not safe.
It's not safe for work, but it's...
Imagine if you're like broadcasting. I don't know, like it happened on the news once when they were doing that.
No,
CBA,
it was Macquarie
I think
Bank.
It was,
and that's what I was saying. I worked
now,
at Macquarie,
Bank,
so
yeah,
my recognition
share market, and some dude was like,
it
wasn't
porn.
It was a picture.
It was Miranda Kerr.
It was
wasn't
a picture
porn, but whatever.
Of Miranda
like even
Kerr.
This.
It was
that's
Miranda
all it
Kerr.
Was.
Yeah, exactly. It was nothing. So imagine this.
Yeah,
look,
okay.
If anybody,
well, saying.
If anybody's sitting in a.
Not safe for.
In
unless
an
you work
office
at home,
listening
very
to this podcast, give it a shot. Open it up. See if you lose your job.
I don't...
Why are you trying to get people
just give it a shot.
Bad.
Have a go.
Why not lose your job? Listen to this podcast.
And by the way, like on that... So like number one, I don't think it's that bad. I did, full disclosure, I did work at Macquarie. So, you know, they were looking at that. I obviously think it's okay. It's probably a bad culture there. But the thing that did him in wasn't the fact that he was looking at that image. It's that he opened the email, he saw that image, then he closed it, then he opened another image. That was the thing. He went for the next one, right? And then he turned around, looked at the camera and said, oh, okay. My God. Caught.
So if we only link one image,
I think if you look
fine.
At one, you're safe. Like, if you look at one, you're like, oh, shit. I'll, you know, quit out of this and then it'll be okay. Fine.
All right. We should sense. Keep going on this episode. Otherwise, this podcast never going to end.
Yeah, but this was the best bit. I mean, have you seen this photo?
This is the best bit, then you got something to look forward to.
So then with Radis having this money, he goes to see Lenny and Joe.
Still wearing the ears.
Yeah, still wearing the ears. That's right. And then Joe...
By the way, did you guys find something really, really bizarre about the fact that, okay, he's a puppet, but he's technically a talking rat? So in that universe of theirs, he must have skinned an actual talking kangaroo to get that stuff to put on himself.
No, I think... Well, no,
it
looked real.
It did actually like a skin. It kind of did.
Oh, really?
It looked like skin. It looked like he actually skinned another character and put it on himself. Yeah. It's like a person walking around with the skin
like
of another person on
war movie or something.
Like Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, good one.
Exactly.
Yeah, I
like
didn't
that.
Really pick up on that.
It's bizarre.
So money that Radis is flush with, he goes and sees Lenny and Joe and decides to pay $50 to buy one of their flea-free, concoctions. So, like, I wrote this down, the order. So he, sold that. And then also, Joe described it as you'd be rich. So you turn the $50 into $500 because you can dilute it with water, right? Then I was thinking, wait a second. In the other episode, they're betting $200 like it was no money. And now he's saying like $500 is like being super rich. Like, anyway.
They've got no concept of mid-90s money in this episode.
I know, really. Like, they talk about 30 cents in this episode. They'll talk about $2. Talk about $500. I mean, it's all over the place.
Couple of questions I have. Well, one is, did you guys hear the part where he goes, $50? That would be cheap. It would be cheaper to buy the fleece tickets to New York.
I saw that. Yeah.
That was funny. Oh, that was a really good line. So, again, they have no concept of how much things are actually valued at. Because I'm pretty sure it wasn't $50 for a ticket to New York from Australia. But by the way, to listeners in the US, Australia's pretty much as far as you can go besides
Perth. Perth is like, out of all the cities in the world that have like more than 1 million people, it's the most isolated in the entire world. Like, the
closest none of us live in Perth, by the way. Let me just put that out.
Sydney, Melbourne. No. Not disclosing who and where. But yeah, Perth is... My sister lived there for a while, and it's such a pain to get to. Like, it's crazy. It's like going all the way from one coast to the other in America.
Now,
and there's nothing in between.
In this scene, Lenny's convinced. He's like, the flea treatment. He's like, it really works.
Yes.
Now...
Yes.
At this point, they haven't actually tested it.
They did.
No.
They
after
did.
After this... No, they tested test after this because they gave it to the baby.
I didn't realize
that the baby had fleas in the original scene. So I'm questioning why. Why does he think it works? Because the baby's head didn't explode? Because I thought they just gave it to the baby to see if it was
the fleas
lethal
disappeared.
Or something. I don't know. I didn't see the baby.
No.
I didn't notice the baby had fleas. So now it makes so much more sense to me.
No, that's the thing. The baby had fleas and he pushed
the
pram away. Because he's like, oh, this baby's going...
Well, I didn't know why he pushed away. I thought the baby had something in its mouth. It was disgusting or something.
Because it's so ugly. This baby is ugly.
I didn't know it had fleas.
Look at this baby. It's ugly.
My world is now slotted into place. I feel complete.
but I did want to make this point, and I did some research about this. So I looked at the FDA, and you can see it in the show notes, the group chat that I've put in there, that Lenny's scientific rigor, his process is try it on 2-3 people, wait 24 hours, and he claims no side effects. It's all good, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, what's a standard FDA process in America? They have a preclinical trial of 1 to 6 years, a clinical trial of 6 to 11 years, an approval process, which takes like half a year to 2 years, then market trials that take 11 to 14 years. On average, it can be between 10 to 24 years for a product to hit the market. Lenny's what? World, 24 hours, and you're done.
That's because Lenny sold the product. Lenny doesn't screw around. He just gets it done.
He is a terrible scientist. He's going to fail this course, I can tell. He needs to invent some...
But that's because we live in Australia, not the US. We have slightly less strict standards by about 24 years.
Well, I've got a science
years.
Degree, so I take offense to that. But there's some good schools. There's some really bad ones as well.
Hey, I kind of have a science degree,
in
too.
What? That's
in computer science.
That's a fake science degree.
That's pseudoscience.
I have a science degree as well in marketing science.
Yeah. Ooh. And you know what? I am a scientist because I'm a Scientologist. It all works.
Ah, I did not know that.
And then, yeah, this is the scene where Joe's jovial juveniles, where he gets on the phone. I got the clip. I'll whack it in the show. It's pretty funny. But the way he delivers this line is
before
awesome.
We
and this is also the Joseph thing. You guys will hear it.
I heard
you guys
Joe.
Were the only listeners. They, you listen back. So, then the next part... Yeah, go on.
Can I ask a question? So the second question I was going to ask earlier was, when did... And it's a tangent, sorry. When did Australia start using the polymer notes? Because I'm pretty sure the notes he handed out were paper
Yeah, that
notes.
Was the mid-90s. So, Australia...
Yeah, so
it's
right
actually one of the, you know, inventions that came out of Australia.
Weren't we the first? Yeah, because we're the first... Yeah, exactly, yeah. And really, to this day, I think Canada is the only one that has better money than
yeah,
ours.
But they've just taken the techniques and sort of ran with it. It hasn't really been big, big innovation. They've got some UV and holographic stuff. But it's actually now a revenue-generating part of the government, the Treasury, because they sell it and the rights to it all over the place. And that's also where the whole bribery thing came in, because they were, like, bribing some African officials to you know, use their contract instead of the competitors. It's
pretty
dodgy stuff.
Is this now the Polymer podcast? Next!
Yes. And I can see why you do it in Africa, because, I mean, if you want to bribe, like, Zimbabwe or something... That's brilliant. The amount of polymer you'll sell, and then like a week later, because of inflation, you'll just sell like 100,000 times more polymer.
Speaking of green, that's a beautiful segue, Mike. This flea wash turns everyone green.
Wait, no, you missed one of my favorite parts in the episode.
I'm just trying to get back on track here.
No, when Darren starts part? Training his fleas.
That was the best part. And that's one of the
I wrote so little notes on this. I don't know. I just didn't...
So after... After they give the... Or sell the flea treatment to Radis, Darren's training his fleas. And Kylie... It just cuts to Kylie. She goes, that dog is sick. And that just made me lose it. It was just... like, that dog is sick. Like, sick in the head. It was just... Perfect. It wasn't even saying, "Oh, sick." He's sick because he's got fleas. He's screwed in the head.
So in the Darren part where he's like doing the flea circus, he's imitating, you know, 1910s kind of era America, you know, the vaudeville type thing. But the weird thing about it was the crowd was kind of dressed up like that. Did you guys notice that?
Yeah, I was just happy to see more humans again. It's the first time we've seen them, other than the odd person like the house buyer. That's the first we've seen them since the first episode.
Yeah, it's true. There's some similarities in this show, this episode with the first episode.
Yeah, now I've just put a link in the chat.
Yep.
The way Darren was dressed looked like Alex from A Clockwork Orange. So when it loads, you'll see he's always had that kind of pattern under his eye.
Yeah, that's
and
a good pickup.
It just reminded me so much. Was it old Malcolm McDowell in the movie? So I put the link there, and it's to me that's actually closer resemblance than it was Robbie in the last episode.
Oh wow, even the eye. You're right.
This is a good one. This will definitely be in the show notes. I might have to upload this on Imgur, but yeah, this is. I reckon you're right, man. That's a very good
Thermite, man.
Which is
Thermite.
Super disturbing. It makes no sense either. It's got nothing to do with the character.
Look, I doubt it's intentional. It's just, it looks like it to me, that's all. Because he already has that eye kind of thing going on. They didn't add it just because he's got some kind of top hat on.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Getting back. One thing that I wanted to say about the flea circus is, this is the first time in this entire show that I had like a memory. I was like, I remember this. I remember the whole Darren thing that he's running the flea circus, which kind of makes me laugh given that I found this whole subplot to be super boring with Darren. But I think it was the bit where he shoots the flea. Like, I remember that. I was thinking about that, how he shoots the flea, and then it happened. I was like, oh, man, this is crazy. This is the first time I ever remembered anything.
I didn't find it boring. I just thought it was really... it's one of the first times so far that the episode felt a bit heartwarming because it was like a nice little story.
Yeah.
And
Especially with Darren,
when he finishes his performance, the audience just throws coins at his face.
Yeah. Like they're tomatoes or something. Like they're trying to assault him, but they love him. It makes no sense.
It's like going to a busker in the street and just throwing coins at their face. It's like, don't they know they can kill from long distance?
Can they? If you drop them high enough, I guess.
Yeah, if you go to the top of the Eiffel Tower. Just after this part in the episode is when Joe and Lenny are green. Yeah, this is right. Where they're green. And they actually...
Yes.
They look...
Thank you for going
back. No, this is the part where they
this
actually
This is where
say,
we're up to.
Yeah. They actually look like Jim...
They find out that
the baby's turned green.
Yeah, they
this
get a call to say the baby. And then Joe refers to the baby as the ugly baby. Yeah, he's ugly.
I don't know who looked more like Jim Carrey in the mask, if it was Joe or Lenny, but they both... It was a really good paint job.
They all turn green. Everyone. The ferals are green.
And that's the thing. The ferals, they looked green, but they didn't want to make new puppets, so they just CG kind of green effect, like a video
like
effect on them.
Like you describe it as CG. Yeah. It's not CG. It's just the color filter. Yeah. It's a very old school technique.
Well...
And that's they did that with the guys as well. The guys, it wasn't makeup. It was a color filter.
Was it?
Yeah. It was just a color filter.
Okay, my world was complete. Now it's shattered again, okay? It just ruined my night.
Yeah.
To me, the ferals looked like... I've never seen the movie, but have you guys ever seen the Green Lantern movie that came out a couple of years ago?
No. I gave up on superhero movies. Too many.
It's infamous for having a really, really weird-looking CG suit that had this green hue about it to give like a magical unearthly effect.
Oh, okay.
And to
me, it just looked fake then.
Yeah, the ferals look like that. So it's like...
Yeah, they look ridiculous. Yeah. They look radioactive.
A comic book film that
I bet
fake.
If there's a scene later in the a scene later in the show where they're radioactive, they look exactly like this. It looks ridiculous. Because it's just a color filter. It's just like a simple thing that they could do back in the day. But yeah, everyone turns green. And one little thing that I noticed that I liked was that all the swipes, the background of the swipes in the actual episode was green. Did you guys notice that?
They were... Earlier on, the transitions were actually made of brown wombats, though.
Yeah, that's right. I noticed that as well. That was
and
pretty funny.
Because of the poor quality of the completely legitimate viewing method, it looked like smeared shit on the screen appearing like in globs.
It did.
It did. Look,
it did.
You know what? I didn't even realize there were wombats. I thought it was smeared shit. Or chocolate.
We're building up to the...
You can't see my big air quotes. Chocolate.
We're building up to the end of the episode, and they're all like gathering for the winner of this contest, the whole point of the episode, to save the wombat. Now, this is what I didn't understand, because when I first watched it, I was like, this is this weird wombat guy who's the MC again. And he said at the start, he goes, oh, save the Warrens. I mean, save the Wombats.
Yeah. Did he say and Warrens? I couldn't understand what it was.
His name is Warren. Mm. So he's this whole thing's a scam.
So he's running a scam.
That's a terrible show.
Did you have to
Because there's one... No, there's one scene where he's called Warren. Like, they actually say he's Warren.
I couldn't hear it. I kept
see,
going
I missed
back
that
to
as
hear
well.
What he said. And you know what I thought? Monkey Boy will know what it is. What it said.
There you go. I was like, this is horrible. The whole thing of them trying to collect money for the wombats is him. He just wants the money. He wants to pocket it.
I'm so glad they picked that up.
It's technically true if they didn't say plural. It should have just been save the wombat.
That's true.
Now,
but
then
he did pay through. He did pay through with a cruise. So, I don't know. It's kind of like, what is he doing? It's a bit weird.
It was probably a timeshare thing.
He just took a cut. Got $1,000 and gave some of it on a cruise.
This episode was This episode wasn't like I liked it, but it wasn't that great until they all put on the paper bags to cover their green faces. this to me just it bumped the episode up because I love what they did with the bags. Like, Mixie's bag has not only the little bags for the ears on, but also she's got the ribbon on front of the bag. Radis's bag has his nose pointing out the front, so it's like the nose is stuck on the bag. And Joe and Lenny's bags, for some reason, Lenny's bag has like a big mouth at the bottom, but Joe's doesn't. It was so bizarre, but I love those little touches. It just made it really comical for me. I loved it.
See,
Is it also because you have an affinity for
wearing paper bags?
Well, I
was thinking, are they all trying to abide by the bag rule?
Yeah, I love the bag rule. Explain the bag rule. Explain the bag rule. I love
Okay. So the bag rule is, you know, is a rating system for how good looking you find somebody to be. Now, I might have the do you know this, Mike?
Oh, this is awesome.
No, okay. I'm not aware
now,
of this.
Now, I might not have the
bag rule.
Exact definite.
Your Australians
are
weird.
I might not have the definitions 100%, but this is what I understand it to be. Okay, you find somebody very attractive. No bag, right? You would
no bagger.
No bag. Right?
You, yeah, there are
so
no
like your
baggers.
Mom.
You
let
would,
him say it. Let him say it.
You would have a go. They're not a bagger, right? One bag means you would have a go, but you'd have to put a bag on their head. That's a one bagger. Another another unfortunate term is butterface. Now, a two-bagger is not only do they have to have a bag, but you also put a bag on your head.
What?
Now, I believe there is a mythical fourth component of this rule,
which is that... And there's variations on this. But
yes, there's variations. Not only do they have a bag on their head, and you have a bag on your head, but then there's a spare bag on their head in case the first one falls off.
So that's...
But hang on, there's
one
to
variation.
This.
No. This is where it ends. Like, it's only one no bagger, one bagger, two bagger, three bagger, right? There is a variation on the last one, though, that I've heard a few times, actually, from different people. So the variation is, and they build it up exactly how Swinney was saying, but at the end they say, you know, or it's a three bagger. One bag for her, one bag for you, and one bag for the dog. That's
one bag. One bag for Darren.
Exactly. He likes to watch. I had the same thing as you with the paper bags, but I think Lenny's one. It was just that the bag had holes for the hands, but it looked
possibly,
like a little mouth.
But it looked like a big, like morose mouth.
I know.
It looked crazy.
Like
he was like.
It looked like almost like a Minecraft type thing, like really accentuated features, and I thought the same. I thought it was pretty
funny. Like a big Easter Island statue in paper bag form.
Yeah, so they're all like counting how much money everyone's raised, and you know, Radis's contribution is just purely stolen, which Keith got really upset about. And I loved what he said. He's like, I'd punch you in the face if you didn't have a paper bag on your head. And then they're like wanting to go on with it. I'll put it in the show. It's so funny.
Because
I love this character.
They've already played the you wouldn't hit a person with glasses or something, a rat with glasses. This is taking it to another step. This was awesome.
It's real Aussie. This is like real Aussie humor, like right there.
Now
did you guys notice, though, that Darren actually donated money on behalf of the others?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, what a cool dude. And then on top of that, even after he does that, they call him a dirty double-crossing dog.
And then he wins. Like,
poor
guy. Then he wins. Well, and then I love... Yeah, go on. Go on,
I was going to say, you guys caught what his act was called, didn't you?
Oh, no, I missed it. Go on.
Okay, it's Darren and the Super Siphonactics.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
They kept saying it. I'm like, that must be something. So I looked up, and immediately my first thought was, what's the proper term for flea? And so I looked up flea on Wikipedia. They're called Siphonoptera.
Oh, wow.
So Siphonaptics is a play on Siphonoptera. So I find that interesting.
Awesome.
Siphon, so it's, you know, obviously like flea siphoning blood. So that's a really cool little name convention there.
I like that.
You don't need to watch any more David Attenborough shows. You can just listen to our podcast.
Exactly. So Darren ends up winning, even after donating money on behalf of Mixie and Moddy. And then they find out that there's actually four tickets total. So after abusing him the whole episode, wanting to bash him and hit him and everything, I like how they all like join together. It's actually quite funny. I'll put the clip in the show. But when they say something along the lines of, Darren, old buddy, old mate, old pal, and then they all just say it in sync.
But this was after they bashed him.
It was pretty funny. And then they end up on a cruise together. And I really like that shot because you get a full body shot of Darren. It just looks really weird. Yeah, it's something like, about it.
It's like when they've had the full body shots of Mixie as well.
Yeah, yeah. Or like Raddus when he was standing up. It's like really bizarre. Is there anything in the episode that picked up on that we didn't go over?
Well,
there is in typical alien fashion, right at the very end, the fleas are on board ship.
Alien.
I thought it was pretty cool.
I like actually that they had the ABC logo and the disclaimer on the angle of the shot.
Yeah, now, I like that as well.
Oh, cool. Didn't see that.
All right, well, now that we're at the end of the episode, we're going to talk about your credit segment. What have you picked up in the credits this week?
I don't have a credit segment, Monkey. Oh, what do you think I have a credit segment? Okay, I have the credits. Now, first of all, you mentioned David Collins early in the episode, when the puppeteers.
Yep.
Now, he's the puppeteer and the voice of Raddus.
Yep, that's right.
Did you know... Okay. David Collins is one of the umbilical brothers.
Oh, what? Are you serious?
Yes.
Ah, so that's why they were credited.
Uh-huh. So you are the credits man.
Now, wow. To be honest, that takes 2 seconds to find on Wikipedia when you look it up. But that is actually, not the credit scene. That's just me saying, hey, why the hell didn't we know that earlier? Because we already talked about the umbilical brothers.
That's credits related. That's credits universe.
I'm going to blow your minds, all right?
All right.
Now, I'm looking at the people in the credits, and I see the guy who designed the puppets, right? His name is Garth Frost. And I'm like, I'm going to see what this guy's history is, see if he's done anything else. And I noticed that he'd written a book or had drawn a book or something, and it's called The Ferals Fantastic Fun Book.
Ah, yes.
Now, no, trust me, you have no idea.
Oh, wait. Okay.
So I'm trying to find pictures of this, at least the cover, to look at this book. Every listing on the internet has no cover image. You can't find it anywhere. Doesn't seem like you can buy it on eBay or any sites. There's no mention of this book on ABC Shop or anything like that. I managed to find it. Not only did I manage find the...
Can I just interject? Because I did a search at the start of this podcast, like a month ago, trying to find this. So go on. I'm excited to hear this.
Okay. I found the... If scans of the entire book.
No.
Now,
oh my God. Wow. I want to print this. Go on.
I have not read it. I've not read it because I feel that we should read it and review it once we've done at least the first season.
Yeah, that's a good point. This is a bonus episode.
Yeah, it might spoil some jokes, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys 2 previews, all right? Yep. Now, the first thing I'm putting in now, and obviously we'll link these, and I'm guessing we'll probably link the whole thing for people as well eventually, although it's pretty easy to find based on this link. So, don't look at any other pages. This is just the front cover. Now, tell me when it's loaded. Mine is loading.
By the way, have I not seen this website?
The Ferals fan site.
The Ferals fan site? Wow. Huh.
Now...
Oh my god, this is like, it's loading so slow.
That's an awesome cover.
It's loading so slow for me, and it's like awesomeness.
It is very slow.
I love the cover.
Everything that goes past, I'm like, wow, this is awesome.
Now, has the page loaded for you guys yet?
Yeah.
It's okay, loaded. I love the disclaimer at the bottom. This warning, this book contains slang, insults, silly humor, bad taste, offensive odors, and joke enhancer 621. Now, as you guys probably know, that is MSG.
MSG.
Now, that's not the blowing your mind part. This is blowing your mind. This is the only page I have seen because I could not avoid it when I saw the thumbnail. Give me a second to just bring it up. Okay. This is the page that is going to blow your mind when I saw it.
I'm loading it.
You do realize just by that cover alone, I now need to own a physical copy of this.
Oh,
it's
my God.
It's imperative.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Now, this page.
What the hell? Read the top. What the hell?
Going back to the... Earlier in the episode, we said how odd it was that the ferals weren't wearing any clothes.
Oh, Jesus, I can't unsee this.
Now, this is a picture of Modigliana wearing a bikini top and a bikini bottom. And the heading is Fashion Titbits.
Oh, God.
Now,
how to dress on St. Kilda Road.
Just to make a point, you can say titbit. Like, that is like... You know how it's spelled,
isn't it titbits?
No,
or is
no,
it titbits?
That is. I think that's the American spelling of it. It's not a word that we say much in Australia, but
titbits.
It is the right spelling. But
is it a tomato?
No,
tomato
no, no,
thing?
But I think if he had a choice between the two words, he chose titbits on purpose.
I'll choose titbits any day. Yeah,
this is
highly
unreal.
Appropriate in a very inappropriate
okay,
way.
No one look at any other pages.
No, I
like,
have not seen any
insane.
Other pages. I've seen some of the like thumbnails and what they may contain, but I haven't read them. I think there's some like profile pages and that's all I saw, but I didn't read them. Like it goes into like each feral and everything. But when I saw this thumbnail, I just could not resist.
This is unreal.
This is
like
brilliant.
So cool.
Hey, what do you think? What do you think where it says and perfect for this hard to get spots?
Alright, let's just cool this.
We can definitely make
an episode out of this. This is amazing. Okay. I might download them all just to, because if we lose this resource, I might actually cry. This is like so funny.
I would cry. You know, I need to buy a physical copy of this.
I don't care
how we're going to source it.
When
who
we
needs
do
to
that, we need to give thanks
out
to the owner and or the person who runs this site for...
Yeah,
obviously,
totally.
Haley.
Obviously, this site, they've taken the effort to scan these up, and they're, from the looks of it, there's not a lot on this site, but then there's probably not a lot of stuff about the ferals out there. Mm. So I think we need to give credit to these people, make sure that we, you know, that they... First of all, they need to know about this show when we eventually, you know...
Well, they'll be our three listeners.
This episode.
The person who's created, hosted,
oh my
and
God.
Looking at the website. So, no, but this is amazing. This is amazing.
Do you know, apparently you can buy t-shirts from the ABC shop of the Ferals.
No,
why
I couldn't
no one
find
tell me
any
that?
When I went in there last. I used to look for it.
When I was on the ABC shop trying to look for this book, I typed in Ferals and I couldn't see a single thing.
Yeah, and on this, because I had heard of this book, but you're obviously a better Googler than I am. I could not find one single thing about it, like only an Amazon entry.
I was just trying to find what the cover looked like.
Yeah, I couldn't see anything. And I actually went on eBay, because I'm a bit of an eBayer, and you can look at historical auctions, like they've had for the last, I think it's like a year, or even longer in some cases.
Yeah.
So I searched for the Ferals, like, you know, it had to say the Ferals, like in that order. Zero results.
Mm.
No auctions have gone up with anything associated with the Ferals. Because I wanted to buy a copy or try to find it or see if anyone's bought a copy. But you know, I couldn't even find anything Ferals related. Like even a VHS. I was going to buy a VHS just to go look
nothing.
At this. You know, this is funny. But
what do you mean? We're watching these episodes completely legitimately.
Sorry, on DVD. I said VHS.
On the things that don't exist.
Of course.
Exactly. So I don't think there's anything else. Let's go into ratings.
I think I'm spent.
Oh, no, this is awesome. This is like a whole another episode.
Has blown my mind.
So let's go back to this episode and go to the ratings. So I think I'll start this time, then I'll go to Swinney and then finish up with Mike. So my rating for this episode was 6 fleas out of 10. What did you think, Swinney?
I would say 6 as well. I'm gonna bump it up a rating for the paper bag, so I'm gonna give it a 7.
Ooh, okay. How about you, Mike?
Mm-hmm. 6.
I think you've only given 6s and 7s, but I think because I'm gonna keep
a
record.
7. I'm revising.
I'm keeping
a
record
now.
Of all these things. Wait. So, what's your final rating for this episode? Okay, 6.
It's a 6.
I'm gonna.
Every
have...
episode's a 6. But in my heart, it's
I'll have all the
10.
Ratings, and I actually might need to go back and readjust some at the end of the series. because once you've seen all the rest, then you actually, oh no, this might be better.
You're on record though. You're on record.
I'll make note. I won't correct it. I'll say original rating, and you know,
rating has been adjusted for inflation.
Yeah, adjusted rating. Exactly.
Look, all I can say is, as someone who's never seen the show before, it's seriously grown on me.
This episode is where I really started to think the people writing this show were really, really good. The actors, the designers, as I said, the little touches with the paper bags, the fact that they named the Darren's flea performance after the, you know, I don't know if it's a medical term, but you know, the proper term for fleas, things like that.
The twist with the wombats not actually being for the wombats.
It's such a detailed little show, considering they could have just taken the easy way out and just made it completely slapstick.
Yeah, like, I love you, you love me. True. Barney gave us HIV. With the BFG, we should bring on the head. Aren't you glad that Barney's dead?
I agree, compared to something like episode 2, The Ghost of Ironbark Lil... Like, you know, I didn't really like that episode. And then the couch potatoes. Last week was great. Buried treasure episode. But these are the kind of episodes.
Mike didn't like it.
Yeah, Mike didn't like it. Didn't like the message.
I liked this one more. This
was
a good
episode. I almost think like obviously 6 subjective. Out of 10 might have been harsh. I just liked this one more. I think the other last week's episode was pretty funny. So anyway, I think we'll wrap up there. So next week's episode, episode 6, happy birthday. Join us next week.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Thanks.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinis. I'm Kayla Itzinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.